Zeichen ich was Avi Moriak, wie so Michels, Zeichen ich was Avi Alcene, was ihr Schuh fallt. Shams. Hier für Shams? Okay, let me know. Either way, let me know. You're invited to... Every... Okay, everyone say, Packet Ches. We're talking about the din of Yediya. Yediya Kiriya. And we said that Moshe used that svara for the whole Israel. We were doing the Chasam Sofer's tshuva. We said that Yediya Kiriya maybe even could be for Eidei Kedushin. If one of the Eidei Kedushin was a Karov, so you could use the other Eidim, Yediya Kiriya, people in the audience. And the Chasam Sofer is Mechadish also. You don't say Nimtza Echem Mehem Karv Apostle in the realm of Yediyah, because then you would never have Eidei Yediyah, because there's always people that are gonna know. So if you say anytime there's knowledge by Yekarov, then that's Nimtza Echem Mehem Karv Apostle, then that will undermine the whole concept of Eidei Yediyah. So that's the that was the Chasam Sofer's tshuva. Let's take a look now in the Chazon Ish on page 16 and 17 in the packet. Says the Chazon Ish, Omnam. So the Chazon Ish here is also speaking about the union of Kol Yisrael. And we'll see what he says. So Chazon Ish is here in Yerideya, Hilchos Macholei Akum. Simon Mem Aleph. Zimra Hamaskil Va'omnom. So he says, Omnom, Sheyesh Bikuach HaMemshol HaCholav Shalo Ya'arvu Cholav Tomei Ve'im Tzvuyim La'onish Al Haziv Yesh Mokam Lomar Da'avi Kishvachos HaCholvos Zimra Sochos. As he says that, like what Ramosh said, that is, there's Bikuach Memshola, there's government rules. And so it's like if you have shvachos hacholvos. So what does that mean, shvachos hacholvos? What non-Jewish maids that are milking the cows, but they know that they're not going to cheat, because they know that if the balabas sees them doing something improper, he'll fire them. The sheet is that we saw in the Mordechai, that was Machmir, that even though if you know, you're still also. So we said that, what would we say? That was talking about that there's this tummy in the city, right? There wasn't in his Eder, but there was still in the vicinity, right? In other words, we asked, the Mordechai said, no, even if there's no call of tummy in the Eder, you still have to be Machmir. So the Prichadish himself discussed. So what's the heter? So why is that osir? So he says, no, that's only talking about when there was still a possibility that they'll take from another place in the city. But if taka, there was no place in the city, or the other places in the city are more expensive, then there won't be a chashash. So let's see. V'had osir be'in edro t'mei av'enu yoshib tzad ha'eder v'shkoz ha'morchai v'sharidura and the chashiv kechal of hamufkad biad nochri, which calls of leil chashina dikach chal of min haakum v'yorav. Aval ein b'chol ha'ir tamea, I didn't know say the havik ein edro tamea v'yoshiv b'tzad ha'edek moshe kosov. So that's the same word that he says that it has to be talking about that there was no person, there's no tamei in the whole area. In other words, the case where the shari dur was machmir is that they were, it was called tamei in the not in his corral, but in the vicinity, that they could So the Chazanish is a very similar thing to what Rav Moshe said. And then he writes, the Chazanish himself writes, on page 17, Chayim HaShkosim HaChasim Sofer, B'divei Sharidur, B'shem Rashi, L'ezer Chol of HaMavur, She'imo HaRuvas Chol of Tomei Tabua. There was the Chasam Sofer is understanding from that Shari Dura that what that it's a Dovah Shem Aminya, right? Come in. Hey, Shalom. It's a Dovah Shem Aminya, right? So he says it's Dovah Tamua. Why? Because Kvar Pirshu HaPrichadosh Tu Davim Sheish B'Yachol of Tom. It's so interesting that he says, well, the Chassidim Sofer can't be right because the Prichadosh already said a different pshat. You know, it's a little interesting. I mean, he could argue with the Prichadosh, right? As he's saying, well, the Chassidim Sofer says, what, that it's a Dovah Shem Aminyan, so that's why, and even if there would be no one around, it'd still be usher if there's an Yisrael Roeyu. Well, that's tabua, because Kvar Pirshu HaPrichadosh, Dudafkim Sheish Biyah. See, if he would say Kvar Isa B'Gemara. Okay, so Kvar Pirshu HaPrichadosh, but he'll argue with the Prichadosh, right? It's like he takes the Prichadosh as the given. I told you, I heard in the name of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, and Rav Mordechai Cohen, that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's Tzal said he never saw a krum svara in the Prichadosh. Never saw a krum svara in the Prichadosh. So, okay. But doesn't mean that Kasim Sofer can, I guess, but it's interesting. Okay. So now we should look, because our good friend Rav Avram Ken is here, we should look on page 21. That's on page 21. The Tzemach Tzedek. What? The Lubavitch Tzemach Tzedek. In honor of Yutes Kislev from yesterday. Right?
Okay.
So, I mean, Yutes Kislev is.
Yeah.
It's today, it's fake of the Yoma? You mean when they brought him back? They brought him back. Ah, so you see, so we're Machmir, the Chav Kislev also. Right? I didn't say Tachias, we had a chassid in our minyan today, but I'm not here. Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch. So let's see what he says. Page 22. Okay, you ready? Page 22. Echad mipnei ha'yishuv v'nosot le'ir al yontav. So a person from the yishuv, he was going away for yontav. Ozav es parosav le'ovdo l'shuv chasov ha'enu yehudim. So he had his avodim babysit for the his cows, and he wanted them to milk them.
Shechlivim became kshayim shal Yisrael. Also, kain sheyasover shebutol asos kain. Mad din achol avahi alvida shanasa mimeno gam din hakain.
So basically, the guy went away, and they milked. The goyim milked the, and there was no Yisrael there. What's the din? Right. Right.
Right. So he knew this. Why?
So the question is the milk kosher? Everything. He's asking everything. He says,
the Gabdin Hakelim. Tshuva. Hagvina fachema yishlahate b'dievet. The cheese and the butter, it can be after the chakim and hetha klal hanich paros lachol v'yisrael, maybe it's a chol shulchol ha'akum. Favgad ben yisein, ay motzi klal chal v'tomim, b'kilim b'zem ba'od poskim v'shon v'achron, kol mogam yishloch v'vaday, v'das v'ben utam, sh'somich hatam mishum nikor, right? V'ben utam
says that for vina, you still have to worry about the what? The poison. Right. So even though there's no chashash,
chol of tom may, but I've got the hashday in the chashim betzuyim, the moshe mekilim begiloy v'shar dvarim. Right. We can be makel and when the water is uncovered because the snakes are not. You come back and madover poshim sheish lochosh bavada mashkoz and poshim mishum sheish can oto amim. In other words. In other words,
there could always be other reasons for something.
Like what?
One second. In other words, that they made it with non-kosher rennet, things like that. Ikel migzar atu heched shchichi dechashim, or what did the high time anami ikel migzar atu heched shchichi chol of tomei? Maybe in other words, even though there's no chol of tomei today around. But maybe we have to make a gzeira when there is shchichi. V'gam yesh lachosh be'emes gam l'didon sheichal v'dover tamid l'malos amida asher tachzor.
Or sometimes they need a certain amount of milk, and they're missing it, so they'll go get non-kosher milk to mashlim the chisara.
V'gam she'osu laniach chayim k'sherim b'shvil acholov etzel eni yudi. V'otam achayim nizkem poskim b'lkapi yamrim. Use of becholov, but over shade selfish. Lachila in shum head of lasses came. In other words, they should not have done it. Lachila. If Misha also came, but owners of Meshogi Amiti, lo mizay yeish lahati achem of agvina shenasu ben becholov ahu. Achlo becholov kmo shehu im lo yasu ben achem of agvinas. Machmas shehu chem of agvinas shel Yisrael. Bemes al raksha in yudi asa imti lo ya klag zers chazal. It was a green of Akum, but it was the Jews' milk. Because of came in the Gazrin and Enkan, the Tamak Zayman Enkan, Mamu Dan in the Esser, but the Yevet Ach, which also came amazing in Latin Wall Cloud. Came in the Gazrin, Zayman Enkan, the Tamak Zayman Enkan. So what is he saying? So he says not also al tgvina, but emes el raksha in a Yehudi also came all yom chalal gzeres chazal so goes of also chol of gvina shall over the chachavim kwa shkaz of pozit came with gzere in khan tamak gzere in khan nam gudan in lesser vachem yura ham more in the chosh le takol of osi lovo yish Latiran Vaklisha Yabahana Khalov Maina Yun Shinika Bay Swell Ashav Ochal Bay Sisrael. Say the Khalam Sor Field Bidyev. Rosha Yukalim Akal Murubim pay by Salinoim Water, which has a Khalam Shayabahem Akal Buton, and Charm in Gamhain, Harbe, say the Vatal Brov is a Khalam, it could be its Batal Brov. Ach Shahayabin May Inoi. או שאין הענידוי אוכל ובשר בביס ישראל, יש להתיר גם כל הכלים. טוב שלא להשתמש בהם על מחם מעץ לעץ. בגלל שהכלים הם מפתח בידידיי, אפילו לכתחילה. So what is he saying here? He says that
the bilk belonged to the Jew. So if he makes cheese out of it, it's mutter, right? If he makes cheese out of it, it's mutter.
So he says, the guy who did it, who orchestrated that, you shouldn't be matter. But for other people, what? Is he talking about the cheese? So what does he say? He's talking about the, and what about the milk? Was the milk a suffix at all?
It was only the cheese.
And the cheese he thinks is also mutter. And the milk, I mean the milk he's asking. Because there was no. He says at the beginning, he says, even though we don't have Chol of Tomei, but maybe there are other reasons that we should ask them, like poison. And even though we make Kol B'Zman HaZeri for the poison because we don't have the Chashim, Aval Gav D'Hashka, in the Chashim Mitzuyim,
but the post can say that if there are other reasons and those reasons could be applicable, right, then you should be machmir for the other reasons.
But he's saying the other reason, wait, he says the other reasons maybe will make it mutter. This is a reason to make it aser, but that doesn't. Yesh lochus b'vadeh mash kozim b'shem sheyesh kan o ta'amim.
And how do you understand that line?
In the beginning. He says, I forgot to say, you know, in Motsu Klal Chol of Tomei. So what's the problem? That we ask Mishum Nikur. And even though, why should we ask Mishum Nikur? There's no Nechashim. Father, what's this line? How do you understand this line? The line that begins, Mikol Makom.
Mikol Makom, Hadover Pashut,
Sheyesh Lochus Bevade, and Mashakosov, Aposti Mishim Sheyesh Kan, O to Amin.
So the what? But was he was he, first? He's saying, "Well, the milk, you know, is the gzeira, but he says maybe the gzeira is not applicable, right? It's not matzah. So then he says, but there's another reason. And the gzeira was because he might put non-kosher stuff in it, right? But he says, but it's not matzah. So he says, but then you have the reason of the poison. He says the poison is also not matzah. So then what's his next point, Lakuta? How do you understand it there? But he says, but the old timeim are what? The kulo, the chumra. The chumra. So why do you have to? So why do you even have to come onto the nikur? Notice he says, really, it should be mutter. We're not going to switch. But we can be making, but so therefore it's mutter. No, but we should really answer it because of the poison. And then he said, well, no, you shouldn't answer it because of the poison, because the poison is not shkhiyat, as Mana said. But then what should we answer it? Then what? So what's the next step? Gamsha Osulan. Who had in the high time and I'm eating a mixer. So how do you understand the old tamim and the next line? How would you understand that?
Well, I think I would understand that in the context to what he says later, which is it depends if he did it b'mezid or if it was b'shogeg or b'ones, because he's inclined to say that if it was done b'mezid, it's for sure usser. So that's another tam right there.
No, but that's not the tamim in the Gemara.
Yeah, but he says mishum shiyesh kan oy tamim. If you're going to go against something that is supposed to be, that would be a different reason.
No, I think he means oy tamim that I mentioned in the Gemara. You understand? The Gemara has reasons why we acid the cheese, either because they could be poison in the milk, or they could their mommy did the thing with non kosher in it.
But I don't think we're limited to the Gemara. I think it could be more.
I think that's what he means. So you're saying whenever there's a lot of tamim, you have to just blow plug because you never know whether. See, if it's one time, what Aaron says, even if it's one tam, so then it's simple. Does the tam here or not here? But if it's a lot of tamim, then it's too complicated to figure out which ones apply, which ones won't apply. So then we just ask like a low plug. So he says, so therefore we should aser it even if the reasons don't. That's the aser the cholof. So he doesn't use the lotion like the chasim sofer that it's a dovish of a minion, but he's saying that. That we should make a gzeira out to a situation where there is a possibility of chalav akum, and even though, because uvadin the high time and I'm ikel mitzvah out to hechad tishchichi chalav tomek, again yishlochus ben mezgam uvadin she chalav umdover tomek l'malos amida.
Maybe though, in a situation where they're both having
So even though right now there's no shchichi, but who knows, some other time it could be shchichi. Right now there's no issue, but we still have to be worried because one day there could be an issue. And people will be mako. So, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Moshe, we'll take a 2-minute break and then we'll start Chumash.